Welcome back. So researchers are continuing to find out more and more things about these bioweapon COVID injections. And they're publishing these things, that should have been known and published 2 years ago, things that we were screaming from the rooftops, things that these agencies would have warned about had they known about them and had there not been an agenda to kill you and depopulate the planet. They would have told you all of this before they were forced onto the population. For example, this. Scientists analyzing vaccine recipients have found that the bioweapon injections' pegylated lipid nanoparticles accumulate throughout the body. Now, remember, according to the patent that we showed you, the pegylated lipid nanoparticle is a weapon of biowarfare. So you were told that all of this would stay at the injection site, remember? Yeah, that was a lie because they don't care about lying to you because they're trying to kill you. So scientists found out that these things accumulate in places like the skin and the liver and the spleen and also the heart and the ovaries. Yeah, researchers found that in the first 15 minutes after giving an mRNA jab to a rat, the amount of pegylated lipid nanoparticles in the rat's ovaries was 0.104 micrograms. After 48 hours, that was up over 12 micrograms. That's an increase of more than 100 times. And they're caught now, so the data is pouring in everywhere. Data like this. According to Public Health Scotland, newborn babies' deaths hit 4.6 per 1,000 births last month. That's more than double the expected rate. Newborn deaths, sure, they fluctuate month to month, but currently they're bouncing around at levels never seen before in Scotland. Dr. James Thorpe is an OBGYN with more than 43 years of experience in his field. He's a fellow at the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. He has more than 150 scholarly publications, not a single one of which received funding from Big Pharma. He has a special expertise in high-risk pregnancies, of which he handles thousands every year. And that, of course, also makes Dr. Thorpe one of the world's top experts on what these shots can do to pregnant women and their babies. In short, Dr. Thorpe is the expert that everyone in power keeps telling us to trust. So it's only natural to ask what he's been seeing in his own clinical practice. And to that end, he joins us now. Dr. Thorpe, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, thank you very much for having me on your incredible platform and for speaking for my patients. Stu, let's be real clear to the American people. The pushing, and I would go so far as to say the forcing of my pregnant patients in the United States of America and globally is the most catastrophic, egregious violation of medical ethics in the history of humanity. We have published extensively on this. You've hosted those publications on your platform before, our most recent. We have compared the COVID-19 vaccines and pregnancy outcome compared with that of the influenza vaccines in our most recent study. And what we've found is absolutely catastrophic. It is an abomination. It is scary, Stu. The CDC and FDA uses a risk ratio of twofold as a danger signal. Stu, we're not seeing twofold increases in the governmental data. We're seeing a 1,200-fold increase in menstrual abnormalities in my women of reproductive age. In pregnancy, we're seeing a 57-fold increase in miscarriage, a 38-fold increase in fetal death compared with the COVID-19 vaccines compared to the influenza vaccines. And there's 15 other extremely dangerous obstetrical complications that also far exceed the danger signals that I don't have time to go into on this brief interview on your show.
So the CDC, just to recap here, twofold, and you're seeing these, I mean, this is like a sigma-type event here. I mean, these increases are statistically impossible to attribute to anything other than these bioweapon injections, correct?
That's correct. So, and I have 35 other independent sources that are perfectly consistent around the globe with the various governmental data here. And that includes, by the way, Pfizer's own data, and that includes four whistleblowers whom you are well aware of in the very geographic areas where there's political and there is a cultural focus on mandating, pushing, forcing the vaccine in pregnant patients like California and Canada.
So if we have blown away any CDC you know, regulatory numbers that would cause alarm and a pause or a stop to any other injection, literally in the history of our world. What are we seeing here? What is the threshold? Why won't they stop?
I can't answer that question, Stu, because I can't get inside people's heads. But what I can tell you for sure is this was a fait accompli for pregnant women. They have purposefully targeted before the pandemic, in my opinion, I can't prove it, but there's an overwhelming amount of circumstantial evidence that the rollout of this vaccine has nothing to do with helping people or making people healthier. It has everything to do with some other agenda. And it was a fait accompli, even in my pregnant women, it was a fait accompli before 2020. And every communication I have from all the departments, three-letter agencies, would confirm that suspicion. It's unimaginable. It's an abomination. It makes Hitler look like an altar boy.
Where have these studies that you've conducted and the studies from around the world that are finding similar results, where can people go to view this stuff and make sure that it's in front of their so-called elected representatives?
Yes. You can go to my Twitter account. Our most important, everything is pinned on my Twitter account. We have just in the last 2 years, 20 publications on COVID, including a book that we've written. Clearly, it's available. It's on my Twitter account, James Thorpe MFM, I believe, at Twitter.
So I know that you're an OBGYN. I know that you're a doctor. I know that you're not a political strategist, but I am curious about your ideas here. Clearly, our government is not for us. It's a fake system. It's not representative. It's not a constitutional republic. It's not a two-party system. It's a uniparty system. Not one of them has called for the immediate stop of this in Congress. Nobody even wants to seem to even talk about it. When I call them, Jim Jordan, for example, he hung up on me and blocked my number. What do we do with all of this, with a fake government that wants us dead, that literally wants to kill babies?
It's a horrible situation, and I think that we, the people, have the power. Listen, this goes back to my president, JFK, whom they killed, assassinated for trying to destroy the medical, the military-industrial complex. He failed to do so. They killed him. They assassinated. It was a coup d'etat, as you know. And 60 years later, the military-industrial complex has morphed into the medical-industrial complex. And I will do everything possible with every last heartbeat that I have to finish JFK's threat, to splinter these agencies, the CDC, the FDA, the corrupt American College of OBGYN, the corrupt American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the corrupt Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, all advocating now for ridiculous wokeism, men getting pregnant, chest feeding, nonsense, and they're killing my patients, and they're killing my constituents, and they're misinforming, and they're threatening every physician and nurse in the United States of America. When they are the ones giving misinformation that it has killed and injured tens of millions around the world, we need to destroy them. They need to be razed. They need to be broken into, splintered into 1,000 pieces and shattered to the wind.
All these doctors that sold their soul and prostituted themselves out for this and injected all of these pregnant women, injected all of these kids, how many of them are going to be able to live with themselves when they realize what they have done to all of these people? And when 5 billion people realize what has been done to them, where will be a safe place for these people to hide?
I don't know. I know it's a horrible situation. I know that 97% of my physician colleagues have drank the Kool-Aid and had multiple injections on themselves, probably the boosters. And moreover, they've pushed it on their immediate family, their family members and friends, and now all their patients. Now, I've done a change in my tactic in terms of messaging because, Stu, I think that every time that I present these facts, it's too painful for my colleagues to receive. I don't believe they're in a conspiracy trying to kill my patients. I don't believe that. But I do believe they're misinformed and they're extremely confused. And I think they have an inkling of what's going on, but they are afraid to death. And when I show them the data, they respond in anger in ad hominem attacks because the data is so hurtful to them personally. So I need to change my messaging and I need to do it in a more loving way, you know, kind of like Jesus left the 99 to get the one, you know, an approach like, okay, I was fooled too. I've made mistakes. I'm a human being. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm a human being. Give me that right. I've apologized. I've repented. You know, taking that type of an attitude, I think will be more successful in my personal messaging to my colleagues. And I think that it will move more of that middle 73% that might be movable and turn them into Dr. Asim Malhotra's or other such heroes like Steve Kirsch, who have done an academic metanoia when they see real data.
Yeah. It's just, it's too available now to use, you know, cognitive dissonance or ignorance or I didn't know. That those excuses are just no longer valid. If you from this day forward are participating in this agenda, you are equally as complicit and guilty as all of those who designed this evil, diabolical, cynical plan to depopulate the planet. I believe that that's what this is. And they're doing a hell of a job. If somebody wanted to depopulate the planet, Dr. Thorpe, would this be the method that you would use?
Well, it certainly appears that that would be successful. I think that your hypothesis and that of Dr. Ben Marble, both of you, I greatly respect. Unfortunately, it looks like you guys were right. You and Dr. Marble, I was praying and hoping that you were wrong, but there's just this continued progress of people unexpectedly suddenly dying. Dropping dead every day, sometimes several times a day. It's got to stop. It's unbelievable. It's horrible. People have to connect the dots. This is not normal.
I agree. And the people behind it, our own DOD, it's insanity. And Pfizer is not immune from accountability. And until we take our last breaths here at this show, we will not stop until that is realized. Dr. Thorpe, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Stu, for having me. God bless you. Have a great day.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
If you go and look up the benefits of having the right amounts and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body, you would then be shocked to know that 75% of Americans are actually suffering a deficiency and how critical that actually is to their body's overall function. If that's you, you might have increased stress and anxiety, low mood, sleepless nights, and ultimately an early grave. People actually die early from stress and anxiety and sleepless nights and low mood and depression and suicide. Yeah, that's actually a thing. So make sure that you have the right amounts and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body. Magnesium Breakthrough has the only full-spectrum magnesium formula with these seven most critical types of magnesium, the exact right amounts in their formula. Go there now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Get 10% off using promo code STUPETERS10 site-wide. All of the products when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We'll be right back. New year, new you. How many people save? Today, we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat, crush your cravings, maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code STU for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu.